Hello and welcome to the Worcester Observer podcast. I'm your host, Rob George, slightly put off by Ian Hanley talking about reels and things, unless we're going to talk about fishing.
Or Scottish reels, dancing.
Oh, jigs and reels.
Yeah, we can do a jig. It's unfortunate this week because we haven't got podcam. Because as you can see, I'm doing the jig now,
yes.
The little Highland fling.
We could get, you could get away with murder this week.
Ooh, a bit tired.
Yeah.
I'll better sit down now.
I don't want to see up your kilt either, thank you. That's probably right. A relief we haven't got podcam.
Why?
Well, people podcam. Don't want to see up your... I do as well. I might just stare at the chair.
Did you see how many views we got on podcam a couple of weeks ago?
It's very impressive.
Really good, aren't
they? People want to, you know... Look at my ugly face. It's
Well, don't forget me.
Well, I was self-deprecating myself, but yes, you as well.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll bring you down if you want. I don't mind. You've thrown me now completely, talking about jigs, reels and things. One, what's that? Is that like the first take?
Are you
being producery again?
Well, because we have to do all of them at the same time, the Redditch, the Bromsgrove, the Worcester one, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'll get all confused. The last thing we want is Tristan Harris on the Worcester podcast.
He has been on, though. He has been a guest. Yes.
Well, there you go.
He was on our Christmas party.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
That, you know, real successful Christmas party that went down really well. Anyway... I need uplifting. So let's talk about some of the stories you'll be reading on WorcesterObserver.co.uk over the next few days. First of all, we'll start off with health, and close to 4,000 patients spent more than 4 hours in accident emergency and at the Worcester Royal and the Alexandra Hospital in February. New figures have revealed. This is a trust board meeting that's going to be held tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday. So it will be held on Thursday, but they don't make for great reading, these figures. Government's target is for 95% of A&E patients to be discharged, transferred or admitted within 4 hours of arrival. The Worcestershire Royal achieved 57.95%.
It's shocking, but I mean, what's the answer?
Well, the answer I would have thought would be moving the A&E back to the Alex.
You think?
And having a properly staffed... A&E at the Alex.
Okay.
I mean, I feel sorry for the... I've said it before on the podcast, I feel sorry for nursing staff. Anyway, by the way, my voice, I have got man flu, so I haven't turned into Barry White overnight. So Ian might have to jig around with the vocals, because I'm conscious my voice is a bit...
Lose the bass.
I'm very baritone. I met a bloke called Baritone once. No, that's a really rubbish joke. Anyway, and the Alex only achieved, for balance, the Alex actually achieved 65.89. So the Alex, which has got a lesser staffed A&E and a downgraded A&E, actually managed to achieve closer to the government's target, albeit still a way off than Worcester, which is supposed to be the superb A&E.
Oh dear.
These aren't great figures. Also financially as well, they've asked for an extension to repay a £105.8 million government loan for a trust that's £73 million in debt.
Oh, good grief.
So these aren't great figures. Read all about it. Ross Crawford has done a fantastic job once again on that for us this week. That's on WorcesterObserver.co.uk right now as we record this. On to another story. This is a long-running story that's been we've spoken about a lot on the podcast, but this is Thomas Jones. A memorial bench has been put in place alongside the River Severn in memory of Thomas, who lost his life after a night out in the city in September. With the backing of his family and his younger sister, Worcester City Council installed the bench. It can be found on Grandstand Road between the Sabrina Bridge and Worcester Rowing Club. And a lovely gesture that his parents were there to see it unveiled. And if I can read it out without getting a bit choked up, because when I was writing the story yesterday, I did get a bit choked up. But a plaque on the bench is inscribed, "With so much love, we remember Thomas Jones, Jonah. Tragically taken from us 19 September 2018, aged 18 years. A wonderful son and big brother. Tom will be missed by all those who knew him and loved him. Fly high with the angels, top man, until we're all together again, as you were, TJ." I think this is just an absolutely lovely gesture.
Yeah.
And it's... If you know Worcester, and I'm sure you do if you're listening to the podcast, it's in a very, very nice area of the city as well, just tucked away by the river, but just away from the hustle and bustle as well. So it'll have moments of contemplation, I hope, and hopefully a place of solace for three. Well, I've not met Ellie, but I've seen Vicky and Ian Jones, and to be honest, I still can't understand how they walk upright and get out of bed every morning, because the courage and the bravery they've shown since Thomas's tragic death is just, it's just astounding to me. I don't quite understand how you carry on functioning, but I guess,
well, I don't know how you move on from something like that, but fair play to them.
It's a wonderful, it is a wonderful gesture, and a great credit to the City Council as well for installing it, and actually for picking a really, really nice area. I keep going on about the area, but it's really, it's just away from the hustle and bustle enough. I think it's a, if it was just whacked in the city centre, I think I'd have, wouldn't have been as glowing with the praise, but they found a lovely area. Anyway, being as a parent of a 4-year-old who's about to go on Easter half term, you know, we're all now looking for things to do with our youngsters.
Oh, no, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
What?
Please say you're not going to take out EX and put in EGG on everything.
No.
You are, aren't you?
No.
You're going to go egg-citing, extravaganza.
I was just going to do it the once.
Oh, all right then.
Because the intro to one of the stories is egg-citing.
Oh, no.
That's journalism. It's light-hearted. Come on, I'm in a grump as it is.
Oh, every single paper that we do starts off with egg-citing, extra. Every advert's got eggs, extravaganza, Easter extravaganza.
Well, we'll just write them all boring then in the future. We've got to entice people to go to these events.
Absolutely.
You've got to make it exciting.
Absolutely.
Ignore anyway, me. I won't bother doing the pun now because Ian's ruined it, so I'll just go through the events. Worcester Arts Workshop, something for all ages throughout the Easter holidays. An Easter Arts Camp on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. If you're listening to this, well, it's the 16th and 17th of April.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know how to read you sometimes. You really are a grump.
Exactly.
Can I carry on?
Yeah.
Jolly good. I know why you do that. It's just so you can get all the puns in yourself. You moan about them.
Yeah. Oh. Saw it yesterday.
Plenty going on Worcester Arts Workshop. I could go through listing it, but why not go on the website, worcesterartsworkshop.org.uk, or click on the story on worcesterobserver.co.uk to find out all what's going on there. And if you want to go back to the Ice Age, which we haven't got the window, because we could have done something snowy and...
Well, let's have a look outside. It is cold today.
Oh,
we could have done some snow.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a great new effect as well on the computer. Yeah, so I can ice you all up.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you just suddenly freeze and you're all ice drop. We'll do that next week.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
Or we'll do that to a guest we don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we want to entice people on
that. That's right, yeah.
If you want to go back to the Ice Age as well, The Hive have got a event next Thursday, that's the April the 18th, 10 a.m. till midday at the Children's Library. Email explorethepast@worcestershire.gov.
Explore the past.
No, it's an email address. It's
oh, is it? Sorry.
See, you've let yourself down there. Email explorethepast@worcestershire.gov.uk or call 01905 766352 for more information on that, because plenty of things to see and do, as always, in Worcester. And of course, we'll find out more of the things to do in Claire's What's on Worcester Roundup coming up shortly. See, well, early trial for that.
That's excellent. You're brilliant at this. You are so good. Did you have a bet on the Grand National?
No, but everyone said get on Tiger Roll because he's like the most impressive horse of his generation. And then I got swayed by that, no one's won it 2 years in a row since Red Rum. And I thought, well, that's 45 years ago, so I'll save me money.
Well, I said to the wife, I said, look, you know, you pick a horse, because, I mean, I don't know one horse from another, but the Grand National, always have a bet on that. Mm. And I picked something, the Mill, and it came in fourth. But on the morning, I said to my wife, I said, look, you know, just pick a horse and I'll put some money on for you. So she picked Tiger Roll. So I looked in the paper, and no, that's no good. It's 4-1, you won't win anything out of that, so it's pointless. I said, you don't get favourites winning, you want something big. So she picked something that pulled up, right, so of course Tiger Roll won, and she was cursing me, so there you go.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much trouble are you still in, as we record this on Wednesday?
I would say, just about 2 out of 10 now.
Right. Yeah. Well, you operate about 4 anyway.
I do, yeah.
Being you, because if you're annoying well. To her as you were annoying
you
to
know me well, Rob. Yeah.
No, I was gonna have a bet on it, and then I thought, and they were like, "Oh, Tiger rolls the horse of the generation; he'll do it." And then, oh, no one's won it for 45 years. I thought, yeah, no, Marlock, he'll fall at the first fence, so I'll leave it.
I see
watch it. The race. Oh, look, he's just won.
I see on the social media all of the animal rights people. They want the horse race banned and this, that, and the other because the fences are too high. And I think, was it one or two got killed this year in the race?
One died in the National, and I think one other died during the festival.
Right, okay. Well, now, the Grand National, I don't know my facts here 100%, but the Grand National fences used to be massive.
Yeah.
They used to be 6 foot plus.
I think they've took them down.
They've taken them down a hell of a lot. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if this goes on... You know, the Grand National will be... Are you going to sneeze?
No. Carry on talking.
Can you imagine the Grand National in about 10 years' time? It'll be a flat race, won't it?
It will be.
It'll be a flat race or little, tiny little one-foot fences. But I think it's just that it goes so fast. I mean, it's a cavalry charge to these fences, and they are high.
They are. They're ridiculously
and
high.
And wide.
But... They're all... it might be an idea to talk in front of the microphone.
Yep, that's a good idea. There'll just be a gap there now.
They've always... But they're trained to jump over them.
Yeah.
The horses are. You know, it's not like they've just taken the horse and just gone, right.
Yeah.
You know, they're jump horses.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're trained for. That's, yeah.
What gets me about the Grand National, though, constantly, they never have worked out the exact way to start it.
I know.
Because it still relies on... About what, 30 of them lining their horses up, going at the same time.
Well, they've tried it a different way, didn't they? I noticed at the Cheltenham Festival, they sort of like, I don't know, about 100 yards back, they sort of like just.
A running start.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And the National, I think they tried that and it didn't work. And so in the end, you had to line them all up because it was a bit of a false start. But I mean, 2018, you think, it was actually 2019 we're in now, aren't we? Yeah. I would have thought there'd been a more sensible way.
And they all seemed to go, and the commentator went, oh, he's going to let them go. And I thought, it's such a. Imagine Formula One, it would be like.
Oh, yeah, just.
Oh, they're gonna go.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, you can go now.
Meanwhile, Vettel's in like fifth gear. Like, well, I ain't reversing.
Oh, they're coming down to the Violent Furlong now.
Petro Sullivan.
Yes. I miss him.
What I love, though, is from a broadcasting aspect as well, the commentators, they're just racing along and then they have to hand over to someone else.
Yes, because it's such a massive circuit.
And so-and-so's in front, so-and-so's in front. And here's Mike Smith at the next one. Brain power, I'd be like, I'm just going to carry on, I don't care, I've got a monitor.
Yeah, but when it was on BBC, I think that was fantastic because they used to have so many different sort of styles of commentating. Because you have Peter O'Sullivan starting, then you get John O'Hare. You remember? Oh, it was brilliant.
I presume he made sense.
Well, probably more sense than that.
The greatest commentators, Peter O'Sullivan, Richie Beno.
Richie Beno, yeah.
Yes, thank you to everyone.
And of course, that's good. Do that again.
Yes, thanks everyone. Morning everyone.
That's a very young
That's
Beno,
like, that's when he was playing
that's
cricket.
That's when he was about 13, wasn't it? What's I going to say? What's that
actually, we're not on podcam, so.
Yeah, thanks for that gesture. What's the name? You forgot John Motson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, icon.
But I was always more of a Barry Davis fan.
Oh, no, he's such a dull man.
He's not.
He's a dull man.
The man paints the picture beautifully.
Do you know last week we said we were going to have some quiz this week?
Yeah.
For a retro quiz.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do my homework, right? So we haven't got one as such this week.
Right.
But I have got, when you're ready, 10 questions of Worcestershire, some sort of multiple choicing. But what I'm going to let you do, I'm going to let you pick a theme tune and then we'll have that theme tune at the beginning. It won't be anything to do with the questions, but it'll give that retro feel.
But I've got to go retro though, haven't I?
Oh yes, it's only fun we go retro. And there's less chances copyrighted on the copyright the music, so it won't get taken off.
See, I'm really dying to do Bullseye, but I mean, that's still in the ether, isn't it? That's still floating around.
Yeah, we could. Well, you have Bullseye. A think. Have a think while we're
Bullseye.
Doing this.
Did I mention this on the podcast? I don't know if I did Bullseye though. What a crazy, crazy! If you launch that now, the way it was launched when it was first launched, people would say you were mad.
Well, when I was researching a bit, blankety blank, it was Les Dawson, the one I was watching on YouTube.
Oh, Terry Wogan.
Well, yeah. But Les Dawson was on there, and they had this young lady as the guest. And you can imagine, can't you? He was like cuddling her and sort of, you know. And of course now, he'd be arrested.
I watched Blind Date on Sunday night with Paul O'Grady.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird now.
I should imagine it would be with Paul O'Grady.
Well, you know, that's just weird now. I mean, they were genuine people looking for love when Cilla did it. These are just celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
There was this one woman on, she sounded like a foghorn. Just like, hello, my name's Sam. Oh, God, you're not attractive in the slightest.
Like another Gemma Collins. I mean, so many people now on reality programmes have become famous. Have you noticed?
Don't. You're going to get me started on a rant.
Oh, no, we don't want to rant today, because you've come in a very good mood and you're normally as miserable as sin.
No, it's the other way around. I've come in miserable as sin and I'm normally in a very good mood.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I just... The thing with reality stars, though, is that they're propelled, that they're in public domain now because they're stupid. Like Joey Essex, he's in the public domain because he's stupid. Gemma Collins is in the public domain because she's stupid.
Stupid in what way? I'm just intelligently
there
stupid.
No talent, have they?
Oh, what do you mean? I'm talentless.
I tried The Only Way Is Essex for like half an hour.
I think Mark Wright's quite talented. He was. Was he The Only Way Is Essex? Or
I don't know. I know he's married to Michelle Keegan, who used to be on Corrie.
Oh, hang on a minute. Claire's in the room. You probably won't hear her because there's no micro. Oh, you might have heard that cough. She does
you've got
podcast.
A radio voice today.
Have I?
You might have not heard
okay,
it. She's
got, you might not
you
have
might
heard,
have heard that cough. Hey, everyone.
So you've thrown me now. But she does Brits in the Wood podcast over in LA. And they have like guests on. Have you had reality stars on there?
We were supposed to have Mark on. His manager has said he's going to come on, but he hasn't actually come yet.
That's Mark Wright. I like him. Yeah. I think he's one of the most talented reality stars that we've had. I see Piers Morgan likes Gemma Collins now. He used to slate her, and now they're best of buddies.
Hang on. This is Piers Morgan.
Well, hey, my his hero.
His opinion will change.
No, all right then.
He's my hero as well. I don't...
And he's off now for about 3 weeks. I want the same holidays that he's got. He's over in your place now, LA.
I know, the man has got a mammoth contract.
Have you seen his house in LA? Is it big?
Probably.
I should imagine it's...
The man has got a fantastic contract. But then again, yes, he's got a good contract, but he does have to get up at stupid o'clock.
Yeah, only for 3 days.
Yeah, no, but it's still stupid o'clock.
It is, yeah.
I mean, if I was had to get up at the time he did, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, hello, what? News.
Well, you get up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and you're still what a news. Last week, did you see the mood he came in last week because he was stuck in the traffic? But in fact, if you watch Podcam last week, you can actually tell how bad a mood he was in. Well, looking
anyone,
at him.
Anyone. I live in Bromsgrove, which, if you've got your geography of Worcestershire sorted out, is basically the next town along from Redditch, where our wonderful headquarters are based. To take an hour and 20 minutes to move from one town to another is going to antagonise anybody.
Podcast number, I don't know, 20-something, which was several weeks ago, you told me that you listened to something on the radio I can't remember what it was now, and you said, I never get stressed anymore, I just put this on. Was it Classic FM?
But I don't get stressed behind the wheel now. It's just I get frustrated when I'm late for things.
Oh, all right then.
And actually, as we're, you know, putting the truth out everywhere, somebody very close to me with a microphone said, we've got to be on time this week because I've got someone off in production so I ain't got time to edit it. So I was being responsible and feeling responsible that I was delaying my colleague doing his actual day job.
Absolutely true. Talking of which, we need to get this quiz done. Have you thought of the theme tune?
No.
No?
No, you could.
But I'll think of one then.
You think of one then.
I'll think of one. Do you want to do a bit of sport first?
You drag me down, mate. I will drag you down.
Do you want to do a bit
me.
Of sport first, or should we do the let's go straight
I'd
into
like
the
to
quiz?
Do some sport if you're
go
not
on,
taking
then.
All control of the podcast.
No, don't for a dare.
Two bits of good news, good sporting news to end with. Jordan Harrison has signed a new contract with Worcester City to stay on for next season. 15 goals this season for Jordan already, so I think it's fair to say Worcester City are building for next season now, being 12th place in the Midland Premier. But good news that they've got a goal scorer, because at any league of football, you and I both know, any league of football, you need a goal scorer.
Absolutely.
You need someone to put the ball in the back of the net. I just wish my team, Arsenal, had one at the moment, and not the shot-shy stuff that we are seeing. And Worcester Warriors will play... who are they playing on Saturday? They're playing Sale on Saturday. The first of three home games in the running towards the end of the season. Sale at home, Gloucester at home, and Saracens at home with a trip to Northampton. It's looking very, very likely that they need to win probably two of them to stay up.
Since I've been doing this with you, I know... sort of keep an eye on the Worcester Warriors scores, and they lost the weekend, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes, I saw that. On the
but they keep getting jinxed. They can't beat Wasps for some reason.
Oh, that was that local derby, wasn't
that's
it?
That's the local derby.
From London, playing Coventry. Yeah.
I refuse to acknowledge it as a derby in the paper. I will always write it that they're going to Coventry to play Wasps. I will refuse to use the word derby. To be the only real close derby Worcester have got is Gloucester, and even that stretching the M5... Mm. Dramatically. It's just a marketing ploy.
Mm.
But problem is for Worcester, Newcastle bottom, Leicester are 10th, and they play each other on Friday night before Worcester play, so no result there is going to help Worcester at all. But three home games, so pack six ways for the rest of the season, and hopefully Worcester Warriors will survive in the Gallagher Premiership. I'm really off my game this morning. The man flu's really affected me. Hopefully they'll survive in the Gallagher Premiership. And I'm doing things with my hand because I think I'm on podcam. See, I'm wanted to stare at a chair now. It's very, very worrying. You've got me so professional now. I'm looking for a camera constantly.
I think that's very good now, the podcam, you know.
I enjoy it.
I actually watch it all the way through several times. That's how sad I am.
Really is quite pathetic. If you watch
I won't say now, although there is one episode on there, but we're on YouTube now.
We're on YouTube?
Yes, we're on YouTube. So you can sit and watch it on your telly. So that people can have 24 hours on their...
I'm on YouTube now?
You are.
Oh, hell. Yeah. Hell hasn't frozen over. That's
you
good,
are on YouTube, but it is last week's one when you were in a frumpy mood.
I thought it sounded all right last week.
Oh, it sounds great. You've got a brilliant way of doing that. Because you came in and you went, oh, I'm really fed up and I'm fed up. Hello, good morning, and I am Rob George. Excellent. Told you you're a true professional.
Well, the next time I get a snotty email from the producer saying we need to get actually done because I've got someone off in production, I'll just walk in and just go, oh, morning, everyone, I'll be in a good mood.
Well done. You're always in a good mood. What were we saying?
Anyway, good luck to...
YouTube, yes.
YouTube if you want to.
Podcam, as from next week, will be on YouTube.
YouTube if you want to.
So check us out. And lots of snippety things. I'm trying to get me and Rob to do a Brexit thing as a little snippet thing on there.
You see, we've got to talk about this because I'm actually trying to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, but this is just going to be a special. Just me and you talking about Brexit, because me being a Remainer, no, I'm not. I'm a Leaver, and you being a Remainer, it's going to be interesting.
I've moved my position.
Oh, have you? Are you a Leaver now?
No, I'm completely fed up with the whole thing.
All right, Ken. We could both end up there in the same place.
I didn't want to mention it, so I won't use the B word, because you used it. I won't mention it. But did you see Theresa May in Berlin yesterday?
Oh. I can't bear to see her.
If you didn't watch it, it is hilariously funny. It's like something out of a Carry On sketch. Her official car turns up at the red carpet. There's no one there to greet her. So the official opens the door. She gets out of the car and just walks up the red carpet. There's no one there to meet her. But then some enterprising cameraman shot a camera through the glass doors And there's Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, rushing down going, "Oh, Frau May, I'm sorry. She's clearly saying, no one's told me to come and greet you. But it just sums up where she is in this whole process. Yeah. She's got no friends left.
Know your place. You know, you're not part of
but
Europe.
At least she did make it up, because when she got to Paris yesterday evening, as we record this Wednesday and Tuesday evening, Macron was there and he did the whole French greeting.
Hello.
But you just know with Macron, just watching this, he's like really, really friendly and everything. And they just go inside and go, no, you're not having an extension. I'm fed up with it all.
Oh, they will. They'll give us about a 10-year extension.
I think so.
Quiz.
Quiz. Oh, just quickly. Oh. Massive good luck, Worcestershire. They've been on the podcast. They gave us all their time to do a special podcast. So we should say, play Leicestershire tomorrow, first championship same. Good luck for the season ahead, boys.
Oh, yeah. Cricket, yeah. It means good weather.
Well, oh, you know. Or not. No. You're not going to like this idea.
What's that? Go on.
For the quiz, on a cricketing theme, could we segue from my good luck into Sol Limba, the old Test match special theme?
No. Because it's copyrighted.
Well, then, I'll leave your creative...
I'll try. And if I see if Facebook take it off straight away. If they do, I'll put something else on.
I will hand it over to your creative genius.
Okay, then. We'll come up with something. Well, let's hear it now. Right, okay. 10 questions on Worcestershire. Here we go, then,
right.
Rob. Here we go. Somebody for, is coming in on later, who used to work on BRMB.
You're going to look really upstaged.
So I thought I'd do the old, that's what they used to do, didn't they? Hello there.
Right. I remember the old
gentleman. Oh, good morning. This is Ian Hanley nice. Here to asking the questions nice. To Rob George.
Nice. Hi, mate. Hot pickers.
Question one. The Avoncroft Museum of Historic Buildings lies just outside which Worcestershire town? Is it Evesham, Redditch, Bromsgrove or Kidderminster? No podcam, so you don't have to...
Oh, right, OK, Bromsgrove, final answer.
Correct. Which Worcestershire football club play their... Which Worcestershire football club play their home matches at the Agborough Stadium?
Kidderminster Harriers.
Right, that's correct. In which Worcestershire town would you find the ruins of Bordesley Abbey? Is it Redditch, Evesham, Bromsgrove or Droitwich?
Ooh. I'm not absolutely definitive on this, but I know there's an area of Redditch called Bordesley, so I'm going to say Redditch.
Correct. Which main English river runs through... You better get this. Which main English river runs through the Worcestershire town of Pershore? Is it the Severn, the Avon, the Thames or the Mersey? Life goes on day after day.
Oh, what's that from?
Ferry across the Mersey.
Oh, there you go. You've really wasted it.
I am.
Britain, yeah. I'm thinking Golden Buzzer, Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could... Oh, no, we can't. Severn, Avon, Thames or Mersey?
I'm going to say the Avon, Chris. Final answer.
Correct. and you can't get away without doing another impression today of Chris Tarrant. Oh, that was excellent.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Which Worcestershire town was home to the Royal Enfield Motorcycle Company? Was it Redditch, Worcester, Kidderminster or Bromsgrove?
This is just a Redditch quiz, isn't it? Redditch.
No. It's not. Well, that was correct. Where are the headquarters of Worcestershire County Cricket Club?
Worcester.
Edgbaston, New Road, Trent Bridge or Headingley?
Don't swear on the podcast, please. No mention of Edgbaston unless we're talking about...
Or the Bears, no.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say New Road, final answer. Although that just sounds like a 70s DJ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
New Road, final answer.
Correct. In which Worcestershire town was a comedian and impressionist Alistair McGowan born? I went to school with him. Malvern, Bewdley, that gives you a clue, Droitwich or Evesham?
Hang on. You went to school with Alistair McGowan?
Well, he was 3 years younger than me. He was 3 years below me.
Yeah, but still, we've been doing this podcast for how long and you've just sought to bring that up now?
Oh, right. Why?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, alumni, you know.
Reunion
or something.
I don't think he knows me. We're just at the same school. Sister Kay McGowan. No, I know her. But anyway, come on, is it Malvern Bewdley?
Well, it's Evesham, if you know his sister.
Yeah. Right, the seven.
Does he want to come on the podcast?
I'll ask him. The Severn Valley Railway runs from Kidderminster in Worcestershire to which Shropshire town?
Ooh.
Bridgnorth, Shrewsbury, Telford, Ludlow.
Ooh. Is this really obvious and I'm really being silly?
I got 9 out of 10 when I did this, and this one I got wrong.
What's the options again? Ooh, this is
tricky.
It
is Bridgnorth, Shrewsbury, Telford or Ludlow.
I'm going to guess, only based on the fact that the Severn runs through Shrewsbury, so Shrewsbury.
No, it's Bridgnorth. There you go. The Worcestershire town of Redditch is twinned with which French town? Nice, Auxerre, Paris, and Massé. Uh-huh. Yeah. What are you laughing at? Because I didn't do Nice the same way.
It was Nice,
Auxerre,
Paris,
Marseille.
What can't you do from Nice in a French accent?
No, because it's Nice.
It's nice.
Nice, Nice. Uh-huh.
And also, I feel like I was on a lower low. Good morning.
I am at Nice. Come on, answer it.
But don't make me laugh.
We're running out of time. We've got Brom's going waiting again.
It's Auxerre.
Auxerre, is this correct, Robert? Oh, Robbie.
Robert.
Not allowed to call you Robbie. Much.
Robert.
Which English county lies... This is the last one, so put a bit of effort into this one. Which English county lies immediately south of Worcestershire? It's hard, this. Yorkshire. Gloucestershire. Somerset.
Somerset.
Somerset. Who are you? Where are you going to?
Are you going to come by Harvester?
Or Kent. No joke there. Yorkshire. Why did I do that in a Bristol? Yorkshire, Gloucestershire,
are you going to come by now,
Somerset, right? Or Kent? Come on.
You should put some effort in.
Claire's waiting here in the wings. For the podcast.
You said put some effort in, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Oh, Gloucestershire then.
Correct. Well, out of that, you've got... Did you get them all right? Oh, no, you've got the same as me. Yeah, you got the 9 out of 10.
What one did you get wrong?
The same as you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think I said the same as you as well, Shrewsbury. Come on, then.
Can I carry on?
Yes, you host away.
I just never know when to stop because you'll just go, oh, did you see that as well? And then launch into a 3-minute diatribe.
I'm
about
not
something.
Saying I'm not going to do that, but carry on. Host away. I think we need to introduce Claire now.
I think we do. And end this madness and this charade again for another week. By saying that was the news and the sport and everything that's going on WorcesterObserver.co.uk. We've missed one key thing out, the most important thing of the podcast and the most enjoyable bit of the podcast. And that's Claire's What's on Worcester Roundup.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Rob. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Worcester and Malvern Observers, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Worcester and Malvern areas. And I've got a special guest. I'm lucky that I've got Ian Hanley with me today to talk about all the fun events going on. So starting off on Wednesday, the 10th of April.
You realise I'm the most boring person to talk to about these things because I never go out.
Well, this is it.
But if there's anything linked to a TV programme, I'll be in there.
This is it. I'm here to tell you and hopefully tempt you out of the house.
Persuade me to go. Good thinking.
Well, who loves Sting? And please, you've got to love Sting. And
I did. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we have Police Synchronicity at Worcester Arts Workshop on Wednesday evening. You might fancy going to that, Ian.
Well, I might fancy going to it, but I won't be going to it. You've got to impress me more than that.
Well, after 20 years apart, Police reunited one last time in 2007 to embark on what was to become one of the highest grossing tours of all time, playing 151 shows across the world, apparently, to over 3 million people. And this band is putting together that performance. Apparently they're incredible. They really look like the guys, they sound like the guys, they do all the best songs, and they're at Worcester Arts Workshop on Wednesday night.
Now, they were great when I was growing up, Police. Really liked them. Fantastic.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully.
But then Sting went on his own, didn't like him. He's a bit...
I preferred Sting on his own, actually. Yeah. two different camps there. Also on Wednesday night, there's a fun unplugged night happening at Paradiddle's Music Cafe Bar. These are always good fun, and we love Paradiddle's, don't we? They're really great at giving new and aspiring artists a chance, and they pick some really great ones, actually. Always a great night there. It's also always a good night at Debbie Parry and Andy Lindsay's open mic night at the Green Dragon in Malvern. If you're a local artist and want to be discovered, get yourself over there to the Green Dragon on Wednesday night, because Debbie and Andy have a habit of just picking these unknowns out the in the ether and making them into superstars. They really have.
Debbie Parry, is that a real name?
I think that's her real name.
Is that a play on Debbie Harry?
Probably, but I don't know. She's an incredible performer in her own right. So yeah, get yourself down there. Also on Wednesday, we have the Bootleg Beatles happening at Malvern Theatres in Malvern. Now, these guys are the world's most famous Beatles tribute band, and possibly the most famous tribute band full stop, actually, in the world. They're really well known, and they trace the Fab Four's journey through the 60s in every tiny detail. They really do pull out all the stops. They've got the costumes, and they also have all the authentic instruments, period instruments. And I love their witty Scouse banter that they do. They really are just the ultimate tribute band.
Well, I'm a huge Beatles fan, so I'd probably, if I was going out this weekend, I'd probably go to that.
You'd go to the Malvern Theatres. Moving on to Thursday, the 11th of April, there's an acoustic music convention happening with Steve Turner at the Old Rectifying House in Worcester. Always a great night there. Love that venue. And they have some great artists performing too. You can find all the details on their website, theoldrec.co.uk. And also on Thursday, we have Karavik Sisters performing at Huntington Hall. These guys are twins, actually, and they should be discovered. I don't understand why they aren't famous yet. They really are amazing. They do kind of a blend of American bluegrass and old-time British folk music.
That's probably why they haven't been discovered.
Don't be so rude. They're really fantastic.
It's a bit of a niche market, though, isn't it?
You're probably right. Well, I think they're fantastic. I want them to go on one of these, like, you know, Britain's Got Talent or something, because I really do think...
Yeah, they like niche-y things.
They're going to bring it back, the American bluegrass and old-time British folk music. But anyway, they're going to be at Huntington Hall on Thursday evening. There's also a fun night on Thursday night at the Mars Bar. We have Vinnie Peculiar, Simon Love and Edward Rogers performing there. A little known fact about Vinnie Peculiar, by the way. Vinnie Peculiar trained as a nurse before signing to Manchester cult label Ugly Man. So if you fall ill at the Mars Bar, just call on Vinnie. He'll sort you out.
Was that his name when he was training as a nurse, do you think?
I don't know. I should ask him, actually.
Nurse Peculiar, over here, please.
Also on Thursday, a great night again at Paradiddle's Music Cafe Bar. Some great local talent performing there. Davey Malone, Jess Silk, Kringo Blue and Chloe Mogg are all on the lineup there. Moving on to Friday, the 12th of April. Who loves a good psychic? Are you into psychics?
Psychic? No.
They're
all frauds.
I don't know. I think
for that.
Do you know, I think 99% of them are frauds, but I really do believe in some of them. I had one once tell me some stuff that nobody could know, and she even got really excited. She was.
I bet you told
I didn't,
them.
I promise
the stuff
you. I've actually got realizing. It recorded. I've actually got it on the tape somewhere. But it really was amazing, and she kind of made me believe. But this guy apparently is incredible. His name's Phil Phillips, and he's an international clairvoyant, and he's going to be performing at the Worcester White House Hotel on Foregate Street, 7:30 p.m. And if you go, let us know what you think. I think he's apparently good. Also on Friday, we have Ed Steel Fox's Easter Old School Disco happening at Worcester Arts Workshop. Check out their website for all the details on that. And the Zoots, the Sounds of the 60s, are on at Huntington Hall on Friday night. These guys are actually amazing. They actually have three different shows, a 60s, a 70s, and an 80s one. I've actually seen the 80s one, but this is the 60s show that they're doing at Huntington Hall. And apparently it's absolutely incredible. So if you go, let us know. We do love your reviews. It really helps us out for when we're talking about these bands. And if you know your music, there's also a music quiz happening at Paradiddle's on Friday night. Bound to be fun there. And it doesn't stop there. We have some great live music happening across town on Friday too. Kings of the Quarter Mile will be on at the Sociable Beer Company in Worcester. There's a Smiths tribute band who apparently are amazing. They're going to be on at the Mars Bar.
Do you like the Smiths?
I do.
I don't think you will. Because they're like very, very musical. Because you're very bubbly and sort of outgoing, aren't you?
I'm a massive Morrissey fan. I love Morrissey. Yeah, I think it's the image. No, I love, especially when his Last of the Gang to Die album.
Yeah,
that's one of my favourite albums of all time. I've been to see Morrissey quite a few times.
I'm a miserable person, so I mean, Smiths and me are just made for each other.
Well,
but I didn't think you'd be.
Yeah, no, I like them. Okay. I like them. And this tribute band apparently is really good. So, yeah, if you're into the Smiths, go down to the Mars Bar on Friday night. And there's also a fun night happening at the Malvern Cube on Friday evening with three great bands, Leader of Down, The Segregates and Sunfire, all performing there. And by the way, Leader of Down is the brainchild of former Motorhead guitarist Wurzel. And he told me once, I actually interviewed him once, and he told me that the name Leader of Down came from his mishearing the lyrics of the Status Quo track, Down, Down. Apparently, he'd been singing the wrong words, Down, Down, Leader of Down, you know that song? And that's where he came up with his new band name. So that's a little story behind that. Also on Friday, Elizabeth Bass will be performing at Elmsley House in Malvern, fast becoming one of my favourite venues. I love it there. And moving on to Saturday, the 13th of April, lots going on across Worcester and Malvern. Mike Skilbeck is back at the Swan in Barbon. The Will Killeen Band is performing at the Chestnut in Worcester on Saturday. Witcher are performing a charity gig at Pitt Mason School, Hand in Hand for Oscar. I think that's for the little boy who was after the transplant.
Yeah.
Which seems to be all going ahead now, which is great, fantastic
great news. Stem cells,
they
got three matches, I believe.
Yeah, brilliant. And there's a Guns N' Roses tribute night happening at the Mars Bar. There's also a Silurian 50th anniversary keeler. I never had to say this word, keeler. It's one of those old dances where everyone goes and dances. Is it keeler?
I'll take your word for it.
Well, it's happening at the Malvern Cube in Malvern on Saturday. So if you go, let us know what it's all about. And also the Greatest Hits of Motown is on at Malvern Theatres on Saturday night too. Moving on quickly to Sunday, the 14th of April. Get into the Easter mood with an Easter Fairy Bunny Workshop at Aston Hall.
Don't you
dare
say exciting or extravaganza.
That is enough.
Enough. Very good.
I suddenly thought about that on the last podcast. So you need to get into the Easter mood. You'll have an excellent time at the Aston Hall Farm.
Everybody out.
In White Ladies Aston. If you want more information on that, give them a call on 07915 602 711. Witcher are performing again at the Imperial Tavern in Worcester at 5 p.m. I think they're the busiest band. They seem to perform every single night somewhere. It's incredible. Alicia Green is on at the Lamb and Flag in Worcester. She'll be going on there at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. The Ray Mighton Band is on at the Chestnut in Worcester. And there's a fun night of music on at the Mars Bar, also with 3WOD, the Whipjacks, Fights and Fires, and Wonk Unit. I like that name, Wonk Unit. It's a funny name for a band. And then on Tuesday, the 16th of April, just one last gig, Eleanor McEnvoy will be on at the Mars
Bar.
Tuesday, the 16th of April.
Who goes out on a Tuesday night?
I think it's the new night, isn't it? It's the new night to go out. It's like just before midweek.
Don't these people work?
I know, lots of people do go out on a Tuesday. And if you are going to go out on a Tuesday, you want to go to the Mars Bar to check out Eleanor McEnvoy. We've heard great things about her. And anyway, that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all our readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and viewers on our new YouTube channel. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Thanks for joining me as well, Ian.
Pleasure. I'm not going out, though. I'm not going to any of those.
I'm going to persuade you.
You will one day.
There's a few events in there that have your name on. I can see it. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Claire. Another packed schedule going on in Worcester and in and around the city. Plenty going on. It doesn't have to be Easter for us to have anything going on because Worcester's always packed full of entertainment.
Exciting.
And that's no extra podcast from us this week. That went really badly. I really could have phrased that and nothing else. It's a shame podcast is not. I will actually say, Ian has designed a very lovely graphic.
I haven't designed it.
Oh.
No, that was done some by clever person. Jack Wilkes.
Some clever person's designed a very lovely graphic. Behind. I knew it couldn't have been Ian, actually, because it would have been a clever person.
I'll tell you what.
Oh.
You keep talking.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
What... And you're going to take a picture.
I'm going to take a picture of this, and I will put this as the... oh, no, I'm not doing them this week.
No.
Jack's doing the podcast this week. I'm just... Oh, nobody heard me there because I just span around 360
He's not
degrees.
Doing, basically, Ian said he wasn't doing the podcast this week. You've missed nothing.
I'm sending the files to Jack Wilkes, and he's going to be delivering them to the world.
Oh, joy. I can't wait for you to hear all this and just hear the madness that goes on for another week. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there because Bromsgrove and Redditch are battering down our door as we speak. See, if I knock the table, he has a go at me. He gets away with absolutely everything.
I'm the producer. I have to edit it. You don't.
Nah. Oh, the juvenile insult.
Get on with it.
Get on with it and finish. Do read our stories, WorcesterObserver.co.uk. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And also, by the way, a great big hello to everyone on Worcestershire Hour. I've put the podcast up on Worcestershire Hour and a business networking thing.
What's
on
Worcestershire Hour?
Worcestershire Hour on a Monday evening, 8 till 9. On Twitter, if you put the hashtag Worcestershire Hour, you can engage with businesses across Worcestershire. And there's another one on Wednesday, 12:30 till 1:30. So I've put the podcast up on there and said to people, do listen and have a good, you know, laugh at our efforts.
Mm.
No, I've said do listen, obviously.
Well done.
But
well
a big hello done. To everyone at Worcestershire, Stuart Allen and everyone at Worcestershire Hour. It's a fantastic thing we should be making more of, and I'm going to get back on board with it because I did used to take part in it an awful lot, but... For my shame, I didn't. So big hello to everyone there. Thank you so much for listening, all your support. If you've got any thoughts, and if you, especially if you're Worcester group, club, do get in touch with me, editor@worcesterobserver.co.uk. And who knows, you could be the next guest on the Worcester Observer podcast.
That's good.
Did I?
Yeah, that was a radio.
I was going 80s for, voice. I was going my full ITV announcer voice.
Oh, was it? Oh, all right then.
But I'll just put a bit of effort in, because apparently I'm this grump.
How about putting an effort into saying goodbye now? Okay. Yeah.
Right.
See?
I'm being pushed out of the way, folks. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to me and helping me endure the pain I suffer every week with this man. But I think until next week, thanks so much for listening. I think we're done here. Bye-bye.